It's not my fault. I am trying the door. If you think you can do a better job at opening a locked door without a key, then by all means, try, Captain. Oh, well, I didn't realize that the door would lock behind us, otherwise I wouldn't have closed it, now would I? I'm a princess, not a complete buffoon. I don't want to be stuck in this cramped armor closet with you any more than you want to be stuck in here with me. Hopefully, one of your useless guards will find us during their next shift. I cannot abide being stuck in here, pressed next to you as if we're packed inside a tin of sardines. I'm holding you personally responsible if we have to sleep standing up in this wretched closet. What was I doing in the training grounds? No, I remember. Swordsmanship lessons aren't till later in the week. Well, if you must know, there was a certain courtier who wouldn't leave me alone, and I had to get away from the horrid pest of a man as quickly as possible. I understand I am the sole heir to my late father. You don't need to remind me. I know what my responsibilities entail. You're right. I will be queen one day. But until I am crowned, I have every right to excuse myself from the blubbering sycophants at court who only want to bend my ear in order to gain favor for themselves. I tried being civil. Yes, you're right. We all have our roles to play. Mine is to rule our kingdom. Yours, I'll remind you, Captain, is to serve at my pleasure and protect the crown. The legacy of the king will live on during my reign. I am not powerless. And while you may not respect me as a woman in this position of power, you will respect my late father's wishes and show reverence to the crown. I'm not squirming. I'm trying to get us unstuck. Your armor is pressing too hard up against me. Now, what do we have here? That's not exactly your armor, is it? I know exactly where I'm touching you, yes. Why, pray tell, are you so hard right now, my faithful captain? No, I'm not going to stop until you explain yourself. Your future queen demands an explanation, now. Is it because your body is so tightly pressed up against me that you just couldn't help yourself? Really? It was like this before? From what? Did you come in this closet to relieve yourself, captain? Wasting time in here, huh? As your future queen, how my captain of the guard chooses to use his time will always be my business. Can you feel me palming you through your pants? I want to show you how powerful I can be. Well, I'm sorry you still think of me as a royal pain, but allow me to turn that pain into pleasure for you. I hear your moans. You like me touching you through your clothing, don't you? Oh, and what if I just reach into your trousers? How does that... What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make it wetter for you. I know it's unladylike. But is that better? Yes? I'm not doing this to prove a point. I want to please you. I want to tell you I'm sorry I was such a brat earlier. My hands are clumsy. Well, I haven't had a lot of practice with this sort of thing. Don't condescend me, Captain. I've never been with a man. No, I haven't. You'll help me. All right. How hard? Like this? Tell me how I shall most please you, Captain. You're right. It may open my eyes to a new experience with future consorts. How is the pressure? Should I tug? Seems like you enjoy that. And you seem to greatly enjoy how I rub over your tip. Yes. Do you like it when I grind up against you like this? I have an ache for you, my darling. Here. You are supposed to protect me, and you're thrusting into my soft hands. Toying with you? Of course not. I merely wish to show my gratitude for your loyal service to the kingdom. You're right. I do watch you training with the men. It's rather arousing, I must say. I know you've caught me staring, but I just can't help myself. All those men, you, and I know you've watched me too. I've seen the way you looked at me. I may be inexperienced, but I can recognize the lust in your eyes when I see it. May I go faster? Good. Oh, did I hit a nerve? You're absolutely throbbing in my small hands. I can't deny the ache I've always felt for you. Oh, I could have any man in this castle, but I want you. Because unlike every courtier vying for my time and affection, I know I can have your body any time I command. But more than that, I want your heart, Captain. You make me feel wanted. You make me feel like a woman, like true royalty. Can you feel how wet I am, Captain, grinding on your leg? I like it, yes. I like that you take the control away from me. I love that you're responsible for my pleasure. I fantasized about you slipping into my tower at night and taking me roughly in my bed while I finally give my body to you. Well, we are in this dark closet. I suppose it did give me the confidence to do this. To turn around, why? Why are you lifting my skirts and roughly gripping my hips with your hands? Oh, your hands. Oh, your big hands moving up to cup my breasts. No man has ever touched me there. No man has ever squeezed me. Oh, it feels exquisite. Oh, yes, please take down my undergarments. I wish I could see you right now as well. Oh, you feel so hard against me. Oh, I can feel your cock sliding up through my thighs, against my wet lips and my... Glenn! Yes, thrust yourself between my thighs, Captain. Please, I need to feel you. Yes, I wanted to show you how powerful I am. When don't come. But... Oh, fine. Have me however you like. How does it feel knowing that the future queen is giving her body to you? Giving in to your desires? Rubbing your cock against my glide for your own pleasure? Oh, I've thought about it. I've imagined you spreading my legs and my womanhood apart on the throne with your mouth in front of all the would-be courtiers who never please me the way you do, the way a real man does. All they see is the crown, and they miss the woman underneath. The real treasure. You see me not merely as the crown, but as a woman with needs and desires. God's love, I'm close. This is a punishment? Yes, I deserve it. I deserve to be taken by you however you want, to be teased with your cock. You can feel every drip, every ounce of heat and pulsing pleasure in my pussy right now. Feeling that you're in control of me, and yet you still won't put yourself inside of me. I want to come for you, just thinking about it as you slam into my hips over and over. I want you to fill me, to take what's yours. I can't hold much longer. I want to come, but not before you. I'm trembling all over. Can I come with you, Captain? I promise, not a moment before you tell me to. Fuck, I'm getting close. I can't hold back. I want to obey. Take me, Captain. I'm coming. Captain, yes. You got your seat all under the underside of my dress. God's what came over us. And you think I'm the competitive one? Shh. Did you hear that? Someone's coming. this isn't over, Captain. Yes, thank every god in the cosmos we're in here, please.